And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's September the 15th, 2012. It's the birthday of Robert Benchley, born Worcester, Massachusetts, 1889, went to Harvard, wrote for the Lampoon, went to New York, became a freelance writer, struggled for years, became managing editor of Vanity Fair, met Dorothy Parker and Robert Sherwood, and the three of them would go to lunch together at the Algonquin Hotel, and that's the beginning of the Algonquin Round Table. Worked as a drama critic for about 9 years, contributed to The New Yorker magazine, published more than 600 humorous essays, and in the 1930s, went to Hollywood, worked on screenplays, made some short comic films, and began drinking heavily. Robert Benchley, who once said, "I know I'm drinking myself to a slow death, but then I'm in no hurry." And he did die of cirrhosis of the liver at the age of 56. It's the birthday of Agatha Christie, born in Torquay, England, 1890. She worked in a hospital dispensary, so she knew something about pharmaceuticals and poisons, which served her well as the author of more than 70 murder mysteries, including Murder on the Orient Express, Death on the Nile, and her play The Mousetrap, which has been running continuously on the West End since 1952. It's the birthday of the physicist Murray Gell-Mann, born in New York City, 1929, child prodigy, went to Yale at the age of 15, earned his Ph.D. from physics from MIT, researched subatomic particles in the 50s and 60s, developed a way to categorize composite particles known as hadrons into 8 separate types. And smaller particles he christened quarks, a name he got from a line in James Joyce's Finnegan's Wake, 3 quarks for Muster Mark. He won the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1969. Murray Gell-Mann, who's been called the man with 5 brains, because in addition to his work in physics, he's helped to organize an environmental studies program. He's an expert on historical linguistics in his spare time, a rancher, a bird watcher, and a collector of antiquities. And it's the birthday of the first American novelist, James Fenimore Cooper, born Burlington, New Jersey, 1789. Grew up in Cooperstown, New York, town that his father founded, ran wild in the woods, went to Yale, was expelled, and became a novelist, best known for the Leatherstocking Tales, novels starring the frontiersman Natty Bumppo, a series that includes The Last of the Mohicans, made into a movie several times. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser, Porch Swing in September. The porch swing hangs fixed in a morning sun that bleaches its gray slats, its flowered cushion whose flowers have faded like those of summer, and a small brown spider has hung out her web on a line between porch post and chain so that no one may swing without breaking it. She is saying, it's time that the swinging were done with, time that the creaking and pinging and popping that sang through the ceiling were past, time now for the soft vibrations of moths, the wasp tapping each board for an entrance, the cool dewdrops to brush from her work every morning, one world at a time. Ted Kooser's poem Porch Swing in September from Flying at Night, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.